Hello all, let's start with the concluding part of labor law applicable to the healthcare institution, part C. I, Dr. Atul Pawar, with 15 years of experience into healthcare, would be taking you part with what are the laws applicable to the healthcare institution. The objective of this chapter would be understanding the occupational safety, health, and how it applies to the hospital, understanding the social security, employers' liability to pay compensation to the employees, primary registration, governing industrial disputes in India, and controlling and managing the working trade unions of India. The structure is basically understanding the Factories Act, the definitions of it, inspection of the staff, certification of the surgeons, health, and so on. So let's start with what is the definition of the factory. The Factory Act, which came into force in 1948 on the first day of April, its objective is to regularize the condition of the work in manufacturing, establishing which comes from within the term definition of Factories Act used in the law. The definition, factory means any premises, including the person thereof, where 10 or more workers are working, were working on the day of the preceding 12 months, and in any part, the manufacturing process is being carried out, or with the aid of power or is ordinary, so carried on, or whereon there are 20 or more workers working or working on any duty preceding 12 months, and in part of which manufacturing process is being carried out without the aid of power or is ordinary, so carried on. In simple words, factory is a premise where 10 or more person is engaged if power is used, or 20 or more persons engaged if power is not used in manufacturing process. A worker means a person employed directly or by through any agency with or without the knowledge of principal employer, whether for a remuneration or not in manufacturing process or in any kind of work incidental, to connect with the manufacturing process or subject to manufacturing process, but does not include any member of the armed forces of the union. Hospital is also organized employing different categories of healthcare professionals, which may be medical, paramedical staff or supportive staff. Adult. An adult means a person who has completed his 18 years of age. Therefore, an efficient hospital administrator must recruit its employee who is above 18 years of age. Adolescent means a person who has completed his 15 years of age. A child, which means who has not completed his 15th year of age. Young person means a person who is either a child or an adolescent. Day, it means a period of hours being in the beginning of midnight. It means a week, it means a period of 7 days, beginning from the midnight on Saturday night or such other night as may be approved in writing in particular area by chief inspector of the factories. Occupier of a factory means person who has ultimate control over the affairs of the factory. In the case of a firm or an association of an individual, any other partners or members thereof shall be deemed as occupier. In case of a company, the director shall be deemed as an occupier. In case of factory owned or controlled by the central government, state government or any local authorities, person appointed to manage the affairs of the factory by the central government, state government or local authority, as the case may be, shall be deemed as occupier. For example, in the case of AIIMS, the owner of the central government or a state government run medical college or a hospital is the owner. Inspectors or the inspecting staff, as per the section registered by the state government, may notify the official gazette, appoint any person as a chief inspector to exercise power conferred to him by the Factories Act. The state government may also appoint as many additional chief inspector, joint chief inspector, deputy chief inspector, as many others officers as it thinks and it fits to assist the chief inspector to exercise the duty of the power. The officers are public servants and governed by the respective state government. Every district magistrate shall be an inspector for his district. The state government may appoint a certain public officer to be additional inspector for certain areas assigned to them. For example, in a case of district civil hospital, although medical superintendent is the head of the district hospital, it is the case of management of disaster that this is the district collectors become the head of the hospital. Civil hospital becomes the remote center and the control center for the disaster mitigation, especially in the cases of off-site medical management, medical emergency plan. Inspector appointed under the Act is the inspector for all purpose of this Act. Assigned for a local area to an inspector is within the discretion of the state government. Chief inspector is appointed for the whole state. He shall, in addition to the powers conferred on chief inspector under the Act, exercise the power of an inspector through the state. The power of an inspector. An inspector may, within the local limits for which he is appointed, enter with the assistant who are in service of the government or any local or other public authorities with an expert to the premises of the factory. Make examination of the premises, plant, machinery, article or substance. Inquire into any accident, dangerous occurrence, whether resulting into bodily injury, disability or not, or take on the spot otherwise statement of any person which he may consider necessary for such injury. He may also require the production of any prescribed register or document related to the fact. Seize or take copies of any register, record or document or other portion thereof as he may consider necessary in respect of any offence under this Act. He may have a reason to believe that he has been committed. Direct the occupier that any premises or any part thereof, anything lying there, shall be left undisturbed for as long as necessary for the purpose of examination in such conditions. It also takes the measures and photographs to make such recording as he considered for the purpose of examination under the clause, taking with him as necessary of the necessary instrument. In case of any article or substance found in the premises, being an article or substance which appeared to him as cause or likely to cause any danger or health or safety of the worker, direct it to dismantle or subject it to process it to test. Further, he may take possession of such article or substance thereof and detain it for so long as necessary for the examination. Exercise which are other powers may be prescribed. Addition to this, to require medical examination for a young person working in a factory and also especially investigate the case of employer of child labor in the healthcare organization. It also has the power to take sample of a substance used, intended to use in a factory for the purpose of finding out if the substance is injurious to health of the workers. For example, he may consider of collection of eatable substance left over at the site of crime and place in suspected case of organophosphorus poisoning. Certifying surgeon. The state government may appoint qualified medical practitioner to be certified surgeon for a specified local limits of the factories. A certified surgeon may, with the approval of state government, authorize any qualified medical practitioner to exercise his powers. The medical practitioners must be qualified MBBS doctors with associate fellow of industrial health. The course been recognized by the Director General of the Factory and Labor, Mumbai and Central Labor Institute of Mumbai. The certifying surgeon shall carry out such duties that may be prescribed in connection with the examination and certification of young persons specially involved with the hazardous work such as involved with mining, dangerous painting work, fire work, mica industries. The examination of person may engage in factors in dangerous occupation or processes like persons involved in coke oven plant or steel industry. The exercising of such medical supervisions may be prescribed in any factory. The causes of illness may have occurred in which it is reason to believe the nature of their manufacturing process carried on under conditions of work prevailing therein, like cases of occupational disease such as binosis seen in sugarcane workers, silica pulmonary tuberculosis seen in coal miner, especially to note down the effective preventive health control measures applied already diagnosed cases of the above mentioned disease. By reasons of any changes in manufacturing process carried on or in substance used therein, there is likelihood of injury to the health workers employed in the manufacturing process. For example, the use of personal protective device to reduce the incidences of occupational disease such as use of masks with filters in coal miners, use of ear muffins in person working near aircrafts. Young persons are or about to be employed in any work which is likely to cause injury to the health. This is based on the concept of ergonomics. For example, a person employed with security job must not suffer from hearing disorder, must not have flat foot, knock knuckles, should have good binocular vision, should have good smelling power. The section 49 for the welfare of an officer is the act imposes subsidiary obligations upon the occupier of the factory of the appointment of the welfare officer, wherein more than 500 workers are ordinarily employed. Duties, qualification and condition of services may be prescribed by the state government. For example, in a hospital or a healthcare organization, there should be minimum 500 workers to justify the post of the welfare officer. Safety officer. Section 40B empowers the state government for directing occupier of the factory to employ such number of safety officers as specified by it, where more than 1,000 workers are employed or where manufacturing process involves risk of bodily injury, poisoning, disease or any hazard to the health of the persons employed therein. The duties, qualification and working condition may be prescribed by the state government. For example, in healthcare organization, safety officer looks after proper collection, segregation, transportation, disposal of all the biomedical waste generated in the hospital, proper disposal of radiological waste generated in X-ray and scanning department, identification and control of hospital acquired infection, protection of the health worker involved in hazardous job, for example, X-ray technicians, staff nurses working in chest and TB wards, STD standards, or providing TLD batches to the people working in any radiological department. Safety officer is also concerned with the general safety issued in the hospital setup, like fire safety control measures and oxygen treatment plant. The safety measures which has to be practiced by X-ray technician, use of lead aprons by the X-ray technician, certification, regulation, inspection of radiology centers by inspection teams of BRC, use of dosimeter and film bandage by the technician working in radiology department. Health safety and welfare measures. The act which makes determine the provision under chapter 3 and 4 and 5 of the act with regards to various matters related to health, safety and welfare of the workers. The provisions impose upon the occupancy of the managers certain obligations to protect workers from the accident and to secure them in employment conditions and conductive of their health, safety and welfare. For health, the Chapter 3 of the Act deals with the provision ensuring the health of the workers. These provisions are as follows, like cleanliness, factory to be kept clean and free from effluent or duct. So the hospital premises should be kept clean, dust-free, germ-free and with proper spray of insecticides and germicides. Effective measures of drainage system should be provided as stagnant water is source of dengue fever or malaria fever or typhoid. Use of disinfectant, detergents, paintings, repainting, varnishing, revarnishing, whitewashing or color washing should be restored on. Disposal of the waste and effluents. Effective arrangements should be made in every factory for the treatment of waste and effluent due to manufacturing processes carried on thereafter. For example, every hospital must have a water treatment plant so that patient and the hospital staff should get a pure and hygienic water. State government may make rules prescribing the arrangement to be made in this regard, like Environment Protection Act, BMW rule passed in 1998 is one of such example. Ventilation and temperature. Effective and suitable provision should be made in every factory for securing and maintaining adequate ventilation and temperature. Ventilation can be natural and artificial. The process which produces high temperature shall be separated from the workroom by insulating the hot parts or by effective means. In hospitals, basically, ventilations or the temperature controls are closely monitored. In diagnostic labs, the temperature control acts as a key variant, while segregations of the diagnostic material. So temperature control norms, according to NABLs, are being considered as the vital segment. Similarly, the state government may prescribe a standard for adequate ventilation, reasonable temperature for any factory, and direct that proper measuring instrument shall be provided, and such record as may be prescribed shall be maintained. Prescription of measures by the state government to reduce the temperature. Service of notice by chief inspector on occupier to adopt measures for reduction of the temperatures shall be taken into place. Dust and fume. Effective measures for prevention of inhalation and accumulation of dust and fumes shall be taken. Exhaust for internal combustion engine should be taken into consideration. In hospital environment, basically the fume or the dust part or autoclave machine placement and where exactly the exhaust of the autoclave machines are being placed are taken into consideration, whether they are near to the intensive care or CCU units or whether they are near to any PICUs or NICUs are taken into consideration. Artificial humidification, prescription of standard humidifications and ventilation for cooling of the air. AHUs or HVACs which are being used in hospitals, basically understanding the role of positive negative pressure into the critical areas of intensive care or in OTs are taken into consideration. Water used for artificial humidification should be clean. Every time the hospital actually uses, government has made norms to use STP plants in most of the hospitals or reuse the water for that purpose. Also, there are some provisions currently being made under the Bombay Nursing Act for use of rainwater harvesting procedures inside the hospitals. Overcrowding. Overcrowding injuries to the health workers to be avoided. There shall be at least 9.9 cubic meters and 14.2 cubic meters of space for every worker. Notice of maximum of workers to be employed in the workroom. Hospital doesn't face these challenges. Only these challenges are faced during any calamities or during any trial situations. So the security or the facilities come into play during overcrowding situations in the hospitals. Lighting. Sufficient and suitable lighting in every part of the factory should be provided. Glazed windows, skylights to be kept clean. Measures for the prevention of glare and formation of shadow should be taken into consideration, and prescription of standards of sufficient and suitable lighting should be considered. In hospitals, mostly, currently there is a provision which has been given by CAHO and other agencies where they trust to have the hospital been set up on north-south basis so that sunlight would be adequate from east to west for each of the wards and each of the departments of the hospital. Drinking water. Effective arrangement should be made to provide and maintain a suitable points conveniently situated for all workers employed there within, and sufficient supply for the wholesome drinking water should be provided. Drinking point should be legally marked and be away from the urinal, latrine, etc. Cooling of drinking water where more than 250 workers are employed. Latrines and urinals. Separate latrines for male and female and workers conveniently situated and adequately lighted and ventilated. Latrine and urinals accommodation to be prescribed sanitary types, floors and walls to be glazed with their cleaning. Spittoons. Sufficient numbers of spittoons should be maintained in clean and hygienic condition. Notice containing provisions for spittoons in factories shall be prominently displayed at suitable places in the premises. Whoever spits in contraventions shall be punishable with a fine. Safety. The safety provisions is absolutely obligatory in the chapters, and occupier of every factory is bound to follow them. They contain chapter 4, sections 21 to 41. Fencing of the machinery. Dangerous part of every machinery should be secured. Fence like fencing of burial site or biomedical waste. Prescriptions for further precautions by state government like proper coating and covering of oxygen plant. Prescription for further precautions by government, like regularly inspections of hospital death records or hospital quality audit committee. Work on near machines in motions. Examinery of machine in motion by trained male adult male worker. Use of hospital incinerators by qualified CSC technicians. Restrictions on women and young women to work on machines in motion, like no female employee is allowed to operate crane used in construction of new wing of a hospital building, or restrictions of a pregnant woman in radiation department. Employment of young person on dangerous machines. Restrictions on young person to work on dangerous machines, like which are used in CVTS unit, must be used by trained cath lab technicians only. Machines dangerous for young person to be specified by the state government. Striking gear and devices for cutting of the power. Suitable striking gear to be provided, maintained and used, especially in orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery and spinal surgery. Locking device to prevent accident starting from the transmission of the machine. Casing of the new machine. All machine driven by power or installed in the factory. Every set screw, bolt, key or any revolving shaft, spindle, wheel or pinion shall be so sung, encased or otherwise effectively guarded as to prevent danger. For example, there should be proper casing of phacoemulsions or vitrofix machine used in ophthalmic coating. If anyone sells or lets to hire either directly or same as an agent machine which does not comply with the provisions, he shall be punishable with imprisonment or with fine or with both. For example, all pipelines carrying hazardous or combustible gases should be properly encapsulated and covered with wire mesh. Prohibition for the employment of women and children near cotton openers. No woman or child shall be employed in any part of factory for pressing cotton in which a cotton opener is at work. They should not be employed on the site of passion where the feed end is situated. Hoist and lift. Hoist and lift to be maintained in good mechanical condition, to be properly maintained and examined not once but in every 6 months. No lifting machine or appliances shall be deemed to be hoist or lift unless it has a platform or a case. The direction or the movement in which restriction are restricted by the guide or guidance. Usually there should be a provision for two lifts. The lift should be alternatively power supply. The special features of the hospital lifts are, usually there is two sets of lifts. Both lifts work on separate power supply. One lift is specially mentioned for only hospital staff. One lift should be big enough to adjust patient's trolley and wheelchair. Lifting machines, basically like cranes or lifting machines, be of good condition to be examined once in every 12 months. Cranes and lifting machines should not be loaded beyond the safe working load. Crane should not approach within 6 meters of the place where any person is employed or working, especially when the construction or activities of the hospital's new wing are going on. Floors, stairs and means of access. All four floors, steps, stairs, passage and gangways shall be of sound constructions and properly maintained. Safe means of access to every place at which any person is at time of required to work shall be provided and maintained. When a person has to work at a height from where it is likely to fall, provisions shall be made. Pits, slums, openings in the floor, pits, slums, etc. to be secure, covered or fenced. State government may, by order in writing, exempt any factory in respect to any vessels, some ding, pack, pit or any opening for the compliance with the above provisions. Excessive weight. Prohibition on lifting or carrying of excessive weight. Maximum weight to be lifted or carried in has to be prescribed. For example, hospital lifts are designed to carry weight in terms of number of person and in number of terms of the weight of the person. Protections of the eye. In every factory, screen or suitable goggles shall be provided for the protection of the person employed on, or there should be process with involved danger or injury to the worker's eyesight. There should be provision for clean water supply to eye wash during the means by the means of water fountain. Precautions during dangerous fumes and gases. Prohibitions on entry into chamber tank, bag, pit, pipe, etc. where gas fumes are present. Practicably, measures to be taken for the removal of gas fumes such as which may cause harm or danger to the eyesight. Incarnation of the hospital waste due to generation of hazardous gases. This is the reason hospital incinerators are located separately and away from the main hospital building. Precautions regarding the use of portable electric light. No portable electric light or other electric appliances of voltage exceeding 24 watt should be permitted to be used inside the chamber, tank, vat or pit for confined space in factory unless adequate safety devices are provided. In a hospital setup, there are many appliances which are dependent on electricity, such as suction machines, pulse oximeter, heart-lung machine, AC, OT, and NICU. This is the reason why hospital electric department do their electric monitoring, prevent predictive maintenance work related to electric outfits, insulation of cable wires, proper earthing, prevention against fire outbreak, secondary to short circuit. Practicable measures to prevent explosion of ignition of fire flame should be taken. Provisions of chokes, vents to restrict the spread of explosion. Special measures are taken where explosive of inflammable glasses or vapors is under pressure greater than atmospheric pressure. A plant, a tank, a vessel containing explosive or inflammable substance shall not be welded, brazed or soldered or cut by applying heat until such substance or fumes are not rendered into unexplosive or non-inflammable. There are certain rules stated by state government for exempt of family of or factory or for compliance with any of the provisions under Section 37. Different types of inflammable gases such as N2, nascent oxygen, C3F8 gas, HCHO, methane gas are used for inducing the patient just before doing the operations. Practicable measures shall be taken to prevent outbreak of fire and its spread both internally and externally, and to provide and maintain safe measures for the escape of all persons in the event of fire and necessary equipments and facilities during extinguishing fire. Onset of the fire is exothermal reaction, and to stop the outbreak, the source of the oxygen supply has to be cut by using dry carbon dioxide. Type of fire extinguisher. This is the reason why fire extinguisher is installed in ICU, NICU, OT, CSSD and CCU. As an administrator of the hospital services, one should see whether the proper calibration of the fire extinguisher is done or not. Effective measures shall be taken to ensure that in every factory, all workers are familiar with the means of escape in the case of fire and have adequately trained for the same. One should carry out fire safety mock drills and celebrations of Fire Safety Week. Proper training of the hospital staff against the fire outbreak should be taken. There are certain fire drills which are to be taken into consideration while considering the precautions which are to be used during the case of fire. If an inspector feels the condition of the factories are dangerous to human life or safety, he may serve upon the occupier or manager or both by notice, by writing or requiring him to be specified for furnishing the such drawing, specification or any other particulars determining whether building, machinery, plant can be safe to carry out such tests. Nowadays, hospital architect design and plan the site for the fire control, which is specifically marked in architecture drawing. Based on this, the municipal commission gives a nod for stating the construction of the hospital building. The safety of the building. The inspector in the case of dangerous situation of the building or may part the ways, machineries, plant required for the manager, occupier, in his opinion, should be carried and adopted to require them to be carried in specific date. In the case, the danger of human life is immediate and imminent from such uses of the building, the ways of machinery he may be ordering will be prohibited for the same unless it is repair or alter. The safety measures installed in the hospital buildings are basically protection against the earthquake, protection against the fire outbreak, protection against the building collapse and protection against the flash flood. Maintenance of the building. If it appears that the building or the part of it is disrepair, which may lead to conditional determinant of the health or the welfare of the worker, he may serve the manager or the occupier or both an order in writing specifying the measures to be carried out before the specific date. Special maintenance work carried in the hospital and the healthcare organization is based on following assumption. Where the movement of the patient, hospital staff is maximum, the hospital corridors, staircase, hospital lifts, where the patient's load is maximum, hospital casualty, trauma center, especially if the hospital is located on the highway, hospital labor ward, where lot of deliveries are conducted, where most of the vulnerable or incapacitated patients are kept, ICU, NICU, CCU or burn units, for example. Where most sophisticated or costly instruments are kept, like cardiothoracic OT, orthopedic OT, plastic surgery or neurosurgery. Where in the place of hospital where clinical trials or clinical research is going on, newer innovative instruments or certain patients' data is being maintained, or foreign dignitaries are present, visit the forces of the hospital to maintain their outlook with par to international standards. These departments of hospital like pharmacy or clinical tribunals or hospital oncology department, hospital bioengineering department or hospital environment medicine department. The safety officer in every hospital, in every factory basically, where 1,000 or more workers are ordinarily employed, their manufacturing process not operational involving the risk of the bodily injury or poisoning or disease condition or may result into any health hazard to the person employed there, the occupier shall employ a number of safety officers which may serve and specify the notification which are mentioned by the state government. As a hospital administrator, on the following basis, you will be able to justify the section of safety officer in your setup. On the basis of number of employees, at least 1,000 hospital staffs working, where serious procedures are being carried out for provisions of carrying out autopsy in the building of the hospital setup. Where the hospital is located on the highway, the receive of lot of medical legal patients would be considered. Where a lot of foreign patients visits the hospital, treatment of the part of the medical tourism should be considered. The welfare officer. Chapter 5 of the Act deals with the facilities for the welfare of the worker. The various provisions are with regard of the welfare are being taken care. Washing facility. Every factory adequate the suitable facilities should be provided and maintained for the use of workers. Such facilities shall conveniently be accessible and shall be kept clean. Many hospitals give employees washing allowance as a part of salary to keep them clean and tidy. Especially the hospital staffs involved with the laboratory works, autopsy, OT, STD facilities, chest and TB. Facilities for storing and drying of the clothes. State government may make a rule requiring the provisions of certain place to be kept for the workers not worn during the working hours and for the drying of wet clothes in respect of any factory or class of factory. Many hospitals provide locker facilities for the staff nurses who can change their dress and keep it before going to ward. Many places in the hospital, such as hospital CSSD, have facilities for drying of their clothes, such as OT dresses, OT gowns, and OT surgical wears. Facilities for the seating. Provisions for the seating arrangements for the worker obliged to work in standing position should be made. Provisions for seating arrangements for workers during work, which can be done in sitting position. In a hospital setup, there should be proper sitting position for the patients and their relatives in OPD, outside operation theatre and outside hospital laboratories and blood bank. Also, for the in-house medical staff, like proper sitting facilities for doctor's chambers and in wards and ICU, etc. Thank you.